we took this, our Easter photo. So my wife, Amy, immediately to my right, your left, and then our children, Abby, Emily, and Eric. So we're still here, and the children are growing. Eric got glasses, and he looks pretty good in them. And so we just thank God for keeping us and protecting us, and we're thankful for your partnership in our ministry here as well. You've been getting our prayer letters, and I know you shared some of that with the church, but just to kind of summarize the last few months of our ministry here, our church plant is Faith Baptist Church here of Namugongo, and what God's been doing here over the last few months, we had a Christmas program, which was fun, a little bit of costume. We did it as a reader's theater, and so all of the spoken parts were scripture. We went from the announcement of Christ all the way through his birth and even up through his death, and mixed in the middle of it different Christmas songs at each stage. So that was really exciting to have our church family be involved with that. And then we had a New Year's Eve fellowship, and we started off at our home, and then when it got dark, we went to the church, and we were there till midnight, or about 12:30. Midnight, we went out those doors that you can see off to the right of that photo onto the balcony, because we're upstairs, and we watched fireworks going off from about 6 or 7 different places around the capital city. It only lasted 5 minutes. That's the limit that the police put on the fireworks, but it was great to start the new year with some time of fellowship and then prayer for our country, for our church, and for our families in our church. So that was an exciting time for us. Last month, my pastor from Alabama came and was visiting with us, and he was supposed to head to India right after he was with us, but because of the coronavirus, he had to fly straight back to the U.S. We had to redo all our tickets, and they got on one of the last flights of the country. And but the day that he was here was our biggest Sunday that we've had. We had 72 people in our church, and that was an exciting day for us. Had to figure out where to put everyone. This picture is after the children went out to children's church. So there are a few empty chairs, but before they left, people were standing in the aisles, and that's a good problem. We like that problem. Then after that, we had a ladies' Bible study. Most of the women here don't have a lot of extra time, so we had to carve it into our Sunday afternoon. It was International Women's Day, so we had our ladies' Bible study that day, and we had one person counted 29, one person counted 30 ladies in our ladies' meeting that day. So we were thrilled for that. And we were thrilled when it was done because the men were watching all the kids. So we were glad when the ladies' meeting finished. But now in the coronavirus shutdown, that happened just 2 weeks later. And so we've been recording our videos and putting them on our YouTube page. But I'm excited that some of our church members are coming and being involved. Before public transportation was shut down, they would come. And they recorded the children's church. This is one of our ladies recording children's church. One of our men recorded our Sunday school, and we've been doing our other services that way. Now all transportation is banned, even private vehicles. So if we go to the grocery store, I walk. And so we only get so much at a time because I have to carry it back. But we're in our third week of full lockdown, and we have a little over two more weeks to go. But God is faithful. We've been calling our church family and checking on them, and there are several that do have some food needs, and we've been organizing as church members to be able to bring food, some funds together, and then I'll be using one of the delivery companies tomorrow to distribute food that our church members are buying to our church family that's in need. And it's great to see our church body functioning as a body of Christ, and we're excited about that. And God's doing great things, and that's really the only explanation is that God is the one doing it, because as we sang earlier, it's his grace that does it, so I'm thankful for that.